American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Another March for Life is in the books. AFN's Chris Woodward has a look back at some of today's speakers.
President Donald Trump spoke to the thousands of marchers in a video message, one that was recorded before the president left for meetings with various disaster victims in North Carolina and Los Angeles.
In my second term, we will again stand proudly for families and for life.
Vice President J.D. Vance appeared live on stage and encouraged parents to make the number of babies great again.
I want more babies in the United States of America. I want more happy children in our country.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune also spoke to the crowd, as well as House Speaker Mike Johnson and pro-life activist Lila Rose.
Last night, I had a debate with a pro-abortion law professor at Georgetown. The room was full of students from both sides. Reflecting on my remarks on my way home, I wondered if I had made any impact on those future leaders. Hours later, I received a text. One of the pro-choice students had changed her mind.
The National March for Life events are always in January to mark the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022, but pro-lifers say people still need to speak up for the unborn as well as mothers. Jeannie Mancini of March for Life.
Your witness makes a difference.
I'm Chris Woodward.
President Donald Trump visited areas in North Carolina today that are still recovering from Hurricane Helene. The president, speaking in Asheville, announced he will pass an executive order on FEMA.
I'll also be signing an executive order to begin the process of fundamentally reforming and overhauling FEMA, or maybe getting rid of FEMA.
FEMA this week noted it has approved more than $316 million in cash grants to Western North Carolina hurricane victims. After the North Carolina visit, the president was to travel to California to visit parts of the state devastated by the wildfires. Here's Fox Business's Max Gordon.
There's just so much devastation, so much destruction, and it is going to be really costly to rebuild. But President Trump has said that he might withhold federal disaster aid from Los Angeles if California doesn't change its water policies. Now, fire officials have said hydrants ran dry during both the Palisades and Eaton fires because of spiking demand from fire engines pumping water and ruptured water lines in burned down homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has been critical of Trump's response to the fires, saying he's spreading misinformation. The California governor also announced $2.5 billion in relief for wildfire assistance.
Rain is in the forecast for this weekend in Southern California, which will help with a battle against the blazes. But it is raising concerns surrounding debris flow and landslides. Huntington Beach, California is voted to be a non-sanctuary city and will work with immigration officials during the deportation operation. The city's mayor, Pat Byrne, spoke with Fox.
We want our Huntington Beach to be as safe as possible, and there should be cooperation at every level of law enforcement.
Sanctuary cities prohibit law enforcement personnel from working with federal immigration authorities. The Hamas terrorist group announced today that it would release four female soldiers held hostage for 15 months in Gaza as part of an exchange for Palestinian prisoners laid out in its ceasefire agreement with Israel. Under the agreement that paused the 15-month war, Israel would release 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees in exchange for the four, including 120 terrorists serving life sentences after being convicted of deadly attacks. U.S. retail closures are expected to persist in 2025, Fox Business reports, as legacy companies face relentless competition from e-commerce platforms Shein and Temu. A wave of bankruptcies and closures were announced in 2024 for major brands like Big Lots and Party City, and recent announcements from Kohl's and Macy's. You can find more news online at AFN.net. You can also find us on X and on Facebook. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.